changes are about to be made. The powerful new 5,000-watt transmitter, compactly housed in a modern new building on the Clarksmill-Whitesboro Road, is about to take over. Four bright new towers behind the transmitter building reach 259 feet into the sky, ready to carry the inaugural program of WIBX with 5,000 watts of power. And on that new position, 950 on your radio dial.
Our moments on the old power and frequency are fast disappearing. So come close to your radio. Put your hand on the dial knob as our chief engineer, Jack Dowdell, fingers the control switch. Get ready to make the move with us. Now, don't use a push button unless your push button for WIBX has already been changed. You must do the dialing yourself.
Hear that tone? Listen to it now so you won't miss when you switch.
And now, take it away, WIBX, 5,000 watts. Meet us at 950 on your radio dial. WIBX is moving to 950. Yes, WIBX is moving to 950. 9.
WIBX at 950. 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 WIBX at 950.
This is the beginning of a new era in the history of radio in Utica and central New York. Today, the little Indian on the WIBX microphone, who formerly spoke in a voice of 250 watts, has grown to a big chief, so to speak, with a powerful voice of 5,000 watts day and night. 5,000 watts day and night on a frequency of 950 kilocycles. In other words, WIBX, your friendly pioneer voice of the Mohawk Valley, has now moved to a new location on your radio dial, namely to 950, and has increased its power to 20 times its former strength. In fact, with power of 5,000 watts day and night, and a new location on your radio dial at 950 kilocycles, the new pattern of coverage for WIBX closely resembles a kind of four-leaf clover on the map of central New York.